You're listening to The Aaron Carrera Show. And now your host, Aaron Carrera.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning from hot Los Angeles. I was going to say hot Angeles, but it came out as hot Los Angeles because of hot Atlanta. But hello. Let's try that again. Hello, everybody. It's Aaron Carrera, and you're listening to The Aaron Carrera Show, Thursday, September 5th, 10:02 a.m. here in hot Angeles. Why is it hot Angeles? It's hot Angeles. Oh, my gosh, where it is hot. So you might hear, I don't have air conditioning. So you might hear my fan blowing around papers off my desk. Sorry, but I'm just going to let the fan blow the papers off my desk rather than be entirely melting. Melted, melting, melting. So it's that kind of day today, friends. That kind of day where we're going to go from being scattered to centered and focused and creating our abundance and prosperity. How does that sound? Sound good? Good. Let's do it. So, if you like what you're hearing and you want to come find me over on 12listen.com, I would love to speak with you, chat with you, channel for you. You can find me at 12listen.com/Aaron, Aaron with an E. You can also find me on social media at 12listenAaron on Instagram, over at the School for Heroines on Facebook. And if you click on the link in the bio, it'll bring you to my link tree. If you scroll down, you'll see links to some life coaching sessions on 12listen. That's another way where you can set a session up with me at a very reduced rate. So if you want to do some deep diving, do some EFT tapping, and create a plan, and do some manifesting on abundance and prosperity, or anything else that you would love to talk about, I would love to be here for you. Alrighty. So as I have been sharing on my mailing lists and a bit on social media and with you all here on 12 Radio, I declared that September was going to be prosperity September. It was going to be a month of abundance. And the reason I declared that weeks back, because I had a lot of people reaching out to me in general financial freakoutitude, right? And I wanted to help people work their way out of anxiety, out of financial anxiety, out of poverty mentality, out of old stories and blocks, and into prosperity of all kinds, including manifesting fun career opportunities, dreams, winning lottery tickets, windfalls, gifts, finding money on the ground, finding four-leaf clovers, reductions in bills, reimbursement checks. There's so many ways that the universe takes care of us and can take care of us and can even gift us. And it is beautiful to receive a gift. And I'm going to give you an example. So, of something, a small, wonderful gift. So last week, a friend of mine, a girlfriend of mine who lives in Philadelphia, she was promoting an independent film about a classic film star that was happening here in Los Angeles. And she was a big fan of this director. I think they were friends or friendly. And she was very proud of him for getting it into a screening somewhere in Hollywood. And so she texted me and said, would you please help promote this film? It's amazing. It has such a great cast. It's about such a cool topic. This director is really talented. I said, absolutely. So I, you know, added it to my stories. And then I said, gosh darn it, I wish I could go. It is right up my alley. I love classic film stars and classic films. And I would love to see a film about that period. But unfortunately, that particular evening, I have a rehearsal for a gig I have the next day. It was something along those lines. And she was like, because she wrote back, I would Venmo you or PayPal you $30 to pay for the tickets so you and Carlo could go see it. And I was like, no, not necessary. I simply am not available. And she said, I'm going to PayPal you $30 anyway, just buy you lunch. And I was like, for retweeting? You don't have to do that. And then I was like, wait a minute. Isn't this Prosperity September? Your friend, who you've been friends with for, 18 years, however long we've been friends, a long time, wants to buy you lunch. Say yes. This is Prosperity September. You're saying yes to all prosperity, big and small. So I said, yes, thank you. I accept. You know, it's beautiful. the lunches are coming around and lunches will be going around. You know, there have been times I buy her lunch. There are times she buys me lunch. It's just fun. It's just a joy. It's a pleasure. And I thought, you know, I'm not going to rob her of the pleasure of buying me lunch. And I'm not going to say no to the universe offering me prosperity when I'm going through a month of prosperity on One Two Radio and with the people on my mailing list and with my clients at One Two Listen. Like, that seems counterintuitive, no? That seems sort of like the exact kind of practice we want to stop. We want to say, yes, I receive. Yes, I receive abundance. Yes, I receive prosperity. Yes, I receive dreams come true. So I'm going to tell you another one. This one's very personal. But you all, if you've been listening a long time, you know that I have a history of body image issues. And one night I caught myself. So it's hot here. Like I said, it's hot, hot Angeles. I'm getting it. Hot Angeles. And I was wearing shorts because it's hot. And I caught myself staring at my legs in dismay. And I just felt bad that I was doing it. And then I stopped. I was like, well, Erin, are you going to take your own advice? What are you going to do? Okay. So I decided, first, stop. Stop thinking anything negative about your legs. I will get to how this is related to prosperity in a moment. Stop thinking negative things about your legs. Drop it. What beliefs lead up to that? It's cultural opinions about what women's legs are supposed to look like. You grew up in a time period where legs were supposed to be one way. You don't have those kind of legs. There are different time periods where different kinds of legs are admired. So you just drop any belief around your legs. And then I thought, what would I rather think and believe? And I thought to myself, I would rather believe I have beautiful legs. And instantly the thought came up that said, yes, but according to you, you don't. According to what you would like them to look like, you don't. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to use the ladder of thought. Maybe today, affirming that I have beautiful legs is only possible if I say I have some people outside of my head think I have beautiful legs, because I don't think that, right? But maybe I'm starting to. Maybe I'm starting to in a certain kind of way. Because then I thought, well, if I can't say I believe I have beautiful legs, I can certainly say something like some people believe I have beautiful legs, but I didn't want to leave myself, you know, dependent on other people's opinion of my body either. So then I thought, well, I can learn to love my legs. And that was it. I thought, oh, that's the thought. I can learn to love my legs. We'll just start with that. And then I created a ladder of thought. I can learn to love my legs. I can learn to appreciate everything they do for me. I love and appreciate everything my legs do for me. I love and appreciate the uniqueness and power and strength of my legs. I love and appreciate my legs in an aesthetic, artistic sense, right? I created this ladder of thought. I have amazing legs. That was the last thought I decided I would get to. Like, I can appreciate them aesthetically, like as if they were a painting in a Renaissance painting, right? Because that's what my legs look like. They look like Renaissance paintings. Or also other time periods too, but that is what they look like. So I decided, like, why is that a bad thing, right? Now, am I there today? I don't know, maybe. But I definitely came up with the ladder of thought to get to where I want to go. And I thought I would revisit that to start today, because loving and caring for ourselves and believing in that we can accept gifts, believing that we can be worthy of all of the good the universe has to offer, whether or not society says our bodies are appropriate, whether or not in this exact moment we have great body image, whether or not we got an A on the test, whether or not we did things right or wrong or perfectly or not perfectly, whether we believe that you have to work hard for every penny or whether you believe that you have to scheme to get rich. These are things that can be changed. These are things that can be changed. Thoughts and beliefs can be shifted and worked with. You can work with yourself to have the life that is a life you enjoy, a life you find beautiful, a life you want, right? So I just thought I would revisit briefly the ladder of thought before we get to some other fun essential oil talk, okay? So I want to remind you that 2 weeks ago we discussed ending self-sabotage, and last week, or was it 2 weeks ago, we discussed what does prosperity mean to you. I think it was last week. We discussed what does prosperity mean to you. What are your values? What is your net worth? We talked about blessing our bank accounts and all of our financials in our lives. Next, I would like to offer to you this ladder of thought. So if you catch yourself having a toxic thought or a toxic emotion like I did, I want you to first say thank you. As soon as you notice it, stop and drop, right? But I also want you to say thank you. Thank you, because you are trying to teach me something, right? My fixation on negative body image, which I was given as a young child, and I do say I was given, and I'm not going to blame just one person. It was a whole small town, family members, media, magazines, television, right? A lot of people gave this to me. But I carried it on. I continue to carry it on, and I wish to stop it. So I'm saying thank you, self-dismay, self-disrespect, self-hatred, self-disappointment, because you are going to teach me that there are other ways to be beautiful. You're going to teach me that I actually have more choice in my thoughts. You're going to teach me that I'm a grown-up now, and I get to choose for myself as much as I can, as much as anyone can. You're going to teach me how to work with parts of myself that are stubbornly clinging to the past, just like people can do with prosperity, just like I can do with prosperity, through the ladder of thought. So let's say you want to get from today, you think I am flat broke, and you want to get to I am wealthy with $100,000 in my savings account, whatever that might look like to you, right? And right now you're like, but Erin, I have $422 in my savings account. That's fine. We're going to go through a ladder of thought. We're going to stop thinking I am flat broke. We are going to start thinking I can earn more money. And then we're going to say that maybe ideally 100 times a day every morning. And then throughout the day, whenever you have time. And then you're going to say I can save more money. And you're going to do that same thing, maybe for a week, maybe for 2 weeks, until it feels true for you, right? I can save more money. And how will you know it's true? Because you'll start doing it. So I can earn more money. You just have to think it. Say it aloud if you can. Driving to work, on your morning walk. That's when I do mine. That's when I do my mantras, right? I can earn more money. 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 Whatever, right? Just make it fun for yourself. And you might move on to I can save more money before you've actually even started earning more money, but I want it to feel really real for you. Sometimes I've also told people, you know, I'll couple thoughts with thoughts that I know are real. Like, I'm a singer and I can earn more money because I know I'm a singer. I don't have to manifest that. I'm a singer and I know that I can earn more money. I'm a singer and I know I can fund this film that I'm producing with my husband, right? I can. I really can, right? So then I would go from I can earn more money to I can save more money to I manage money beautifully. And then I would go from there to I invest money beautifully, right? You see where this is going. I love having money and managing money, right? So that you're learning how to build that for yourself. I have a lot of money, right? I am wealthy. So I'm going to tell you what that ladder is again. So we're stopping thinking, God, I'm so broke, okay? I can earn more money. I can earn more money. I can earn more money. And then we're going to move on to I can save more money too. I can save more money. I can save money. I can save money. Every time you catch yourself finding all the proof why not, you just say, but I can save more money. We're not saying you have to save 30% of your paycheck every week. We're saying you can save more than what you saved yesterday. I can save more money. But I'm telling you, eventually you will save that $100,000 you want in your savings account. And then you will say, I manage money beautifully. Because let's say you've got $100,000 in your savings account, you might want to start investing, right? You might want to start investing long before that. So that's wonderful, because then you'll learn more about money and how it works, and you'll start to see dividends and have fun. I manage money beautifully, and then I went to I invest money beautifully, and then I went to I love having money and managing money. And the both are important, right? I love having money and managing money. And then you move on to I have a lot of money, and then you move on to I am wealthy. I'm wealthy, I'm a singer, right? So you can do that for any goal you're looking to attain, right? Let's say you want to find a four-leaf clover and you've never found one. Well, you can start with, I know that Erin has found four-leaf clovers, so I know it is possible to find four-leaf clovers. It is possible to find four-leaf clovers, right? It is possible. And then you're going to move on to, I'm going to make time to see four-leaf clovers. I'm going to make time to see four-leaf clovers, right? And that's because, you know, if you live in a concrete jungle and you never see clover and you're always in a hurry, it's harder to find a four-leaf clover. But if you slow down from time to time, let's say you start taking lunch breaks outside at a park. Let's say you decide to start walking, taking short meditation strolls in the mornings instead of jogs, whatever works for you, right? There's many ways to do this. I'm going to make time to see four-leaf clovers. I'm going to see some four-leaf clovers, right? I'm going to see some four-leaf clovers. I find four-leaf clovers, right? I'm telling you, you keep building up that belief. Also, the thing is, as somebody who finds four-leaf clovers regularly, the four-leaf clovers respond to us, just like nature responds to us. Well, I don't know how to explain it, except I'm going to, which is that every time I usually get a sense of an area where there's four-leaf clovers. I just get a feeling, and I usually show up and I offer myself or a hello first. I let them know that I'm here, that I'm there, that I'd like to see them. If they want to be collected by me, let me know. If not, let me know, right? I've been doing this for a long time now, friends, decades, okay? And then I just keep showing up, and then I find them. And I'll tell you, sometimes I have found entire patches. I remember in New York when I was living in Harlem, and I would go running at Riverside Park, I found patches of 20 and 30 big, you know, like the size of a quarter, the size of a 50-cent piece, four-leaf clovers. It was amazing. It was amazing. Which brings me briefly to another tool I want to remind us of, which is gratitude. I know. That goes back to blessing, right? Blessing our banks, blessing our financials, and being grateful for it. Being grateful for toxic emotions, not to continue them, but for what they're trying to teach you. Being grateful for obstacles, because obstacles show us where we need to grow, right? Everyone is going to have obstacles, and all an obstacle is ever showing us is where we get to do some work, where we get to find a new skill, find a new tool, where we are currently not knowing all the things we need to know about ourselves. It's not an indictment, it's an opportunity, right? Obstacles are opportunities. And so being grateful for them is actually amazing, because if you start looking at obstacles as opportunities, then you will see how very wealthy you really are. You have opportunities everywhere. Opportunity is everywhere, right? Now, I know that a lot of you know all of these things, and that a lot of times it's a matter of actually practicing it with focus, right? Just like I caught myself not, you know, being fixated on something negative and toxic, and I decided, okay, time to change up your practice a little. It's not hard work. It does require focus and attention. And that can be hard, right, in this world. Like I was just talking to Jay before we started the show, and I was mentioning to him that I finally turned off all notifications for all social media off my phone. Now, there are people who message me only on social media, and that means I might only respond to them once every few days. On the other hand, I don't want social media dinging at me every 3 seconds. I just stopped wanting the intrusions. But I think that it will be wonderful for me to be able to focus on what I'm creating, what I'm manifesting, what I'm working on project-wise, what I'm manifesting in my spiritual world, right? I will be so much less distracted. And that is the hard part, because in this lifetime, we are given so much, but from another perspective, we're not given necessarily everything, but we are given focus and attention and time and the ability to learn and the ability to use magic, right? The ability to be with nature and co-create with nature, which actually means we are given everything. We are given everything if we learn to work with what we've got. Now, speaking of working with what we've got and working with nature, I wanted to talk about essential oils and prosperity. So I'm going to take this wonderful prosperity spray I have. Do you hear this? Spritz, spritz, spritz. Oh, it smells so good. The leading scent is jasmine. My goodness. Oh my God, it smells amazing. I wish that you all could smell that because it smells so good. So I use a lot of essential oils for success, for prosperity, for creativity, for all kinds of things. And I thought it would be fun to discuss how essential oils really can help prosperity and abundance. So, for example, I also have a money manifesting candle, a money drawing candle that I use, well, not so much in the summer because it's hot. But I'll tell you, if I'm a little bit slow, for example, you know, at 1-2 Listen, we take phone calls when they arise, right? Generally, sometimes people schedule appointments or have a couple standing appointments, but mainly a lot of my work is sort of spur of the moment. It's really, I prefer that. I like that. It's really fun. And sometimes if I'm slow, I just light this money drawing candle and somebody calls. Now it might be for 3 minutes, might be for an hour, might be somebody who needs a lot of help or just a little help. It might be somebody who wants to do a deep dive on their own abundance practice. That's happened. It's really fun. But how? How does it work? Well, first of all, we're co-creating with nature, right? We're indicating to nature, this is where I want to put my focus now. Okay? Also, using these essential oils, like I spritzed this room with this prosperity spray. The room now smells of jasmine. My brain is, I can feel my brain calming and opening up. And I'm telling you that using these essential oils, they can actually shift your energy. If you haven't done it before, I really encourage you to try. I'll give us some essential oils. Maybe we'll come up with a couple of essential oils you can use in a diffuser or in a spray. You can just buy yourself. You know, you can even buy online or at Amazon or, I'm not, sorry, not Amazon, Whole Foods. Or if you don't have a store nearby that sells these, you can order online. But these essential oils are so amazing, amazing for shifting mindset, for cultivating positive attitudes. And therefore, specifically, if we're using essential oils for money, for abundance, for prosperity, you are cultivating a positive relationship with money, with abundance, with prosperity, with, depending on what you do for a living, with how you do it, right? With how you work, with your pleasure and joy in your work, right? Now, oils like bergamot or bergamot, depending on where you're from, lemon, peppermint, bergamot, lemon, and peppermint, those all have very uplifting and energizing properties. So if you are looking to start by shifting your mindset, remember the ladder, the thought ladder, right? From the negative thought to the positive, I would highly recommend investing in some of these uplifting and energizing essential oils, lemon, peppermint, bergamot. They will really help you shift out of that old, you know, cluttered thought, decrepit, creaky old thought. I don't know why I'm using this voice, right? And into a new mindset where you feel so much more positive. Yes, I can attract abundance. If you're looking to promote focus and clarity, Peppermint is a good one, but also rosemary, right? Those are known for their ability to really help boost focus. So let's say you are being very focused on financial goals. You are doing very focused manifestation work, you know, meditation, mantra work, affirmation work, declaration work, journaling on attracting abundance and prosperity. I highly recommend using peppermint and rosemary to stay focused. Also, you can use those, for example, if you're a student or if you have a student in your life, those will help students with their studies. If you are a musician, those are oils that can help you. I use peppermint a lot before I rehearse for that purpose of having a positive energy and helping stay focused. Now, if you need increased motivation, if you are getting tired, I definitely am not talking about if you're getting burned out or you're exhausted. That's a little different. We don't want any adrenal fatigue here. Abundance and prosperity would be the opposite. It would be work in balance, right? But if you need to increase your motivation, I'm coming back to my friend peppermint, but I'm also going to talk about wild orange. Oh, that wonderful citrus of the wild orange, right? That can really help you boost your energy. It can motivate you. So if you are looking to get yourself out of a rut, if you are feeling a little down in the dumps, if you need to sort of zhuzh up your manifesting on your financial goals, then I would recommend wild orange, peppermint. Let's say you want to create a sense of abundance in your space. Like, I already live in abundance and prosperity. So creating an air of abundance and a sense of prosperity so that you can recognize the abundance you already have and how fortunate you already are. Patchouli and Lang Lang, those will definitely promote a sense of prosperity. So I would recommend any of these oils, or you can learn to blend. Some of them blend together very nicely, some less than others, right? Just make sure that you're using those essential oils safely. Be sure you dilute the essential oil in, if you're going to put it on your body, dilute it in a carrier oil, or do like I have these little sprays that I use just a little bit of alcohol, and then I put the oils in there with also a little bit of purified water, and so that you can use a spray. You just want to dilute it. I'll tell you, I once put straight lavender oil on my skin and went out in the sun. This was when I lived in Florida, and I ended up giving myself a melasma stain where I had put that lavender. I was chemically burned because the sun and the lab will mix chemically with the lavender and chemically burn your skin. So it's no joke when I say be careful, right? Use these oils with safety. They're powerful. You can also use diffusers. You can use, you know, candles. You can find what works best for you, of course, as always. So I would just make sure that you also, if you are going to be using these in your home, make sure you're careful about pets and kids too. Just heard that one. Yep. Thank you for that information, Spirit, or for that reminder. Okay. So just to remind you, the best essential oils for prosperity are bergamot, lemon essential oil, peppermint essential oil, wild orange, patchouli, rosemary, lang lang. And I sometimes blend lang lang with jasmine as well. Now you can also, I also forgot. You can also use essential oils in your cleaning products. This is great, okay? I have this beautiful floor cleaner that is a prosperity floor wash. That is another wonderful way to fill your entire home with a sense of abundance and prosperity. You can use it in floor cleaners, wall cleaners, you know, different surface cleaners. That's the word I'm looking for, surface cleaners. It's another fabulous way to manifest. And I also would say that since we have to clean our homes anyway, if you clean your own home, make a ritual out of it, right? As you are using these essential oils in a floor cleaner, for example, you can make up a mantra for yourself or a spell. As I clean my floors, so I attract increased abundance into my life. And you just continue to sort of repeat that as you wash your floors. It really makes it a lot more fun to clean your home. If you clean your own home like I clean my own home once in a while, meaning I don't always get to it, but I try, that's a really fun way to use that time, right? To use that time on purpose for what you want in your life, right? So there's so many different ways that you can use these. Now, I was going to suggest a nice blend. Oh, you could take a bath as well. A nice blend of a money magnet. Going through my notes here now to see if I've got a couple other different, oh yeah, I wanted to give you another blend. Another one that you can do that's a great prosperity blend is, so like let's say you've got the little bottles, right? You only need just a few drops. Let's say you're using almond oil as a carrier oil or rose oil or whatever different kinds of oil you like to use as a carrier oil. You could put in 10 drops of lemon essential oil, 10 drops of patchouli oil, and 10 drops of eucalyptus oil. Put that in a diffuser or in your carrier oil, and then apply that to your pulse points, right? Behind, just under and below your ears, on your wrists, right? All of these oils can be used in your pulse points as well to attract more luck, attract more opportunity, okay? I feel like when people haven't used essential oils before, they're like, yeah, I don't know, Erin. Yeah. Mm. Like, really? But then when you start actually using it, like I'm telling you, every time I use one of these, well, you can't see what I'm doing. Every time I use one of these candles or these sprays, something amazing happens in my life. I get some cool new opportunity. I create an opportunity for someone else, which I also believe counts, right? Yesterday, I can't tell you what it was, but I can't tell you yet, but I helped create a really tremendous opportunity for some people in my life that I love. And to me, that's very exciting and a sign of my abundance as well, right? When we get to help others, it just shows us how abundant we really are. So, I wanted to offer a couple of flowers that will bring you luck and abundance as well. First of all, did you know that if you have lavender, so I have, for example, some neighbors, maybe four blocks down, and they have a beautiful row of lavender in front of their lemon trees. Oh, their yard smells heavenly when I go on my walks. But if you take that lavender, and you can go buy lavender, bunches of lavender, usually at many health food stores, at some flower shops. You can grow it yourself, depending on where you live. But you can put lavender right by the door, because that is a flower that attracts money. And when you pass in and out through that door, you will be sending away all negative energy and you will be carrying in luck and fortune, right? Of course, there's also the other benefits of lavender, like it does, it is known to calm the mind or quiet the mind, calm your nerves, it's relaxing, it helps people have good quality sleep. I do urge you, if you use lavender essential oils, from the many, 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 many years I did massage therapy, here's a little known fact. If you use too much essential oil, it can backfire on you, right? So if you use too much, it can actually keep you up at night. I know, because I'm living proof. It happened to me. I would work with lavender all day long. And then I'd come home and I'd have lavender in my bedroom and I would just be like, bing, I'm awake. And then eventually a friend of mine who's an herbalist said, oh, because I was explaining all this to her. She was like, that's why you can't sleep. you are actually having too much and it's having the opposite issue. So, you know, that's why you only need one little bunch of lavender or like a few pots of lavender flowers. Now, the people who have lavender lining their yard, I'm assuming that that's not too much for them. I don't know. I've never spoken with them about it. So another beautiful flower. This one I learned from I had a friend or an old roommate who once hired a feng shui lady to come to the house, and we did feng shui on the house. And she also told us that a flower commonly known as the desert rose, right? That is in Chinese culture, a wealth plant, a flower that attracts money. So I would include that, if you can, among various good luck plants that you would put in your home. Especially the plants that have red and pink flowers. It's not a regular rose. It's not like a real rose, like when we think of roses. It's actually a succulent. And if you are, I'm not that great with plants, but if you are good with plants, that's the kind of plant that with the right care, that can last for decades. So if you're good with plants, that would be one I would highly recommend. Another flower that symbolizes good luck, but also, FYI, important to know, fertility and prosperity are peonies. Now, I think peonies are gorgeous. I think they are so beautiful. And if you can get access to peonies, you can put them in your home. You can put them in your office. They will enhance opportunities, enhance luck. They will attract a lot of good relationships, increase your business, including increasing your business relationships, right? So if you are a gardener and you want to plant peonies, you can plant some peonies and set that same intention, right? Also, mums, chrysanthemums. My grandmother, she grew chrysanthemums around her entire house. And those are also known as good luck flowers. She had a lot of good luck in her life, especially yellow and gold chrysanthemums. So the yellow chrysanthemum symbolizes optimism, also cheerfulness and happiness, right? And of course, in general, we know what gold represents. Gold finger. Anyway, so it's a flower that brings good luck, positivity. They do also purify the air. So if you have them in your living space, they will purify the air and remove toxins from your living space. So I would highly recommend, if you can get access to chrysanthemums, keeping some beautiful chrysanthemums in the living room, places where you want to purify the air, right? A couple more flowers that are known for bringing, attracting money and good luck and opportunity. Orchids, beautiful symbols of spiritual growth, but also attracting money, good relationships. And that's another flower that is known for attracting fertility. FYI, and I say that because if you are able to get pregnant and you don't want to get pregnant, you should be aware that if you're surrounding yourself with the flowers of fertility, you want to be clear on what you are birthing into this world, okay? Orchids, of course, people, you know, devote a lot of time to the care of orchids because they do require some care, right? My next door neighbor who passed away, oh, I miss her. She was lovely. Nemine. Nemine was a master orchid carer. And she I once had an orchid that wasn't doing so well, and I brought it to her, and she was like, I'll take care of it. And within a week, it was vibrant. She was like, you just talk to them. You just speak to your orchids. They just need a little love and care. Just a little love and care. She was so sweet. I actually left that orchid there, and even after she passed away, her son rented out that place to his girlfriend's sister, and I noticed that woman has also continued taking care of my orchid, so I don't feel like I can take it back because it's clearly very happy there with them. So, all right, finally, our last flower is the rose. Speaking of the desert rose, now we're moving on to roses. Roses, they symbolize love, passion, but they bring all kinds of healing energy. Deep feminine healing energy. Red roses bring love. White roses bring peace. Yellow roses bring happiness. My dad used to grow yellow and red roses in the garden when I was a little girl. In my childhood bedroom, I could look out the window and see, in the summer, of course, and see my dad's beautiful roses. So they just make me smile just thinking of them. But roses, if you can, bring roses into your home, into your space. They will bring love and luck and energy and healing and sensuality and luxury into your life. Okay, we are moving right along. I'm going to tell you, I have 40 pages of things I want to talk about regarding prosperity, and we're on page 8. So we're moving right along. I don't think we'll get to all 40 pages today. I wanted to say hello to everybody in the chat room, by the way. I see we've got some people over here who came by to say hello. So thank you so much for coming in. Hi, Renee, Quelly, Pamela. Yes, Renee says she has seen some of those desert rose flowers at nurseries. Yeah, they're like succulents, but they look like roses. And then she says she's got lavender growing in her flower beds, and she's going to put some by the door. Yes, absolutely. Put those by the door and bring in some of that beautiful abundance and clarity. And then Lori is always happy to accept the abundance of the universe, including in the form of gifts from others. Hear, hear, sister. Hear, hear. So now I want to point out about our emotional state. I am so happy talking about flowers and essential oils right now. I am one who welcomes every emotion to the table. And I say that knowing full well there are emotions that are less tasteful to my judgmental mind, for sure. But I also really do want to focus my energy not on having to be positive all the time, but on being here with nature in a way that helps me create a meaningful life, right? So there is a wonderful quote by George Bernard Shaw that I used to quote all the time on this show. And I was just on Instagram this morning, and I saw an interview with Jeff Goldblum on NPR, and he said, there's a quote I love. And then he told this quote. It was the quote I love. This is the true joy in life. The being used for a purpose, recognized by yourself as a mighty one. Being a force of nature instead of a feverish, selfish little clod of ailments and grievances, complaining that the world will not devote itself to making you happy. I am of the opinion that my life belongs to the whole community, and as long as I live it, it is my privilege to do for it whatever I can. I want to be thoroughly used up when I die, for the harder I work, the more I live. I rejoice in life for its own sake. Life is no brief candle for me. It is a sort of splendid torch, which I have got hold of for the moment, and I want to make it burn as brightly as possible before handing it on to future generations. Well, I've said that quote a lot on this show. And I thought, oh my gosh, thank you, Jeff Goldblum, for reminding me of that quote. It's perfect for today. Because I want us to be thinking about prosperity and abundance as money, as opportunity, as relationships, as pleasure, as joy, as nature, as flowers, as essential oils. And I feel that when we are consistently practicing, right, you are saying, the quality of my life is going to be in direct proportion to what I'm putting in. As I reap, so I shall sow. Now, it's not always a 2 + 2 = 4. That's true. But often, when we are focusing on our manifesting, being of service, being present to the moment, it actually is more like 2 + 2 = 200, right? There's this amazing abundance that's available to us. So I would suggest that if you want to experience a life of fulfillment, success, and well-being, then we must learn to master our emotional state. Okay, so what do I mean? I don't mean control. I do not mean controlling our emotions. Good luck with that, right? Because the minute you think you can control your emotions, something is going to happen and you're going to think, you're either going to become some kind of strange psychopath who doesn't feel any emotions, or, you know, sorry, psychopaths, right, who feels emotions but because of various personality disorder reasons isn't really completely living a full existence emotionally, or you'll go numb and you'll shut off a lot of emotions. We're not talking about control or denial. We're talking about managing the emotions that you allow to dominate your day, right? So a lot of people, let me put this another way. There are traps, right? There's traps. And people easily fall into traps. We all easily fall into traps unless we continue to check in with ourselves, monitor our emotions, and learn to work with what we've got. So one of the traps is that people might believe that it's other people who make them happy, or the situations, the experiences they're encountering, that it's an external thing, like other, right? The other people, other situations, other things make you happy or sad, make you a success or a failure, right? It is what my boss thinks of me that makes me a success. It is, you know, what is happening out there with politics that will make me happy or sad or angry or freaked out or running around with my head cut off, right? Or another trap is that many people think they need more resources than they already have, such as time, money, tools, strategies, in order to succeed, in order to be happy. Now, I'm not saying that I'm not a fan of tools. Hello, this is a whole month of tools. But the idea that you need these tools to be happy, no. You can use the tools you have to be happy. And then if they stop working, then yes, it is helpful. But you don't need, like, you don't need more money to sign up for that course. The course is great. If you have the money and you want to take the course and it's in the direction you're headed in, great. But there are so many ways to have an abundant life, right? And it really, I feel, really, I want to say boils down to doing your absolute best to work with your emotional state, to work with your mind, to work with your thoughts, and to work with your feelings, right? And you can learn to trigger feelings all the time. I know, because actors, that's what actors do. Actors learn how to trigger the different feelings they need to feel for their scenes. So you can learn to trigger anger or revenge or sorrow if you're an actor or a regular human, just like you can learn to trigger joy, positivity, happiness, belief, you know, focus, ambition, right? You can learn to trigger these things. Right? You can. So learning to watch for yourself. I'll give you an example. How, you know, like, how do I trigger hope, Erin, and joy? Especially when I'm so used to being opposite. Well, the first thing we can do is memory. So I want you to just take a moment to put your hand on your heart. And I want you to think of a time in your life when you felt incredible joy, or I want you to think of an animal or a child or a friend who brings you incredible joy. Like that one, that makes it easy for me, right? I think about my friend Erin. She brings me incredible joy. She makes me laugh. If I think about my friend Jessica, I feel seen and warm, right? See, I can use my friends to trigger feelings. For some of us, it might be an experience of just straight pleasure, being in a beautiful garden, right? The way I feel when I look at trees, the way I feel when I stop to smell those roses. It makes me feel calm and happy and positive, right? again, I'm not saying that we should try to control our emotions, but that we can learn to say, oh my God, why am I hating on my legs? And what can I do to change this habit that is really only being mean to myself, that is only harming me, that is getting in the way, right? That is not what I want out of my life, okay? So the more you can continue to really learn to manage your emotional state, then when you are, oh, there's a airplane right outside my window. Sorry, friends. Or helicopter. Then, thank you, police. Thank you, LAPD. For whatever you're about to do, may you be blessed. Okay. Then, once you're learning to deal with your emotional state, which, by the way, is a lifelong journey, right? It probably really is for almost all humans. Then, let's say you want to manifest things. It helps you believe that the manifestations you're creating are more likely to happen, right? So you could say some really fun incantations like, every day, in every way, I am happier and healthier and wealthier, right? Every day, in every way, I am happier and healthier and wealthier. One more time. Say it with me, friends. Every day, in every way, I am happier and healthier and wealthier. If you are in a state where you're like, I have these terrible, ugly thighs, you know, but every day in every way, I'm happier and healthier and wealthier. You might, if you are unaware of the self-hatred, you might start to manifest some of what you're saying, plus some wonky things. Now, again, none of us are going to be these perfect little creatures. But if I can be like, oh, and I include my beautiful thighs that I'm learning to love, every day in every way, I'm happier and healthier and wealthier, and I'm learning to love my legs, right? There's so many beautiful ways that you can passionately change this energy. Just, I know a lot of you do this. I feel like a lot of people did this in the past and then stopped, right? Or got out of habit. So I really would love it if we kind of picked up some new habits. New affirmations, new incantations, right? New incantations, that you, new affirmations and declarations, that you are going to begin to layer into your nervous system so that it becomes a part of your life. And once it's a part of your life, it transforms your life, right? Repetition, repetition, repetition. All right. Next week, we'll talk more about using incantations and declarations and different ways that we can use them, like different bodily positions we can be in, different ways we can dance them, we can cook them, clean them, bake them, right? All the different ways that we can use declarations and incantations. But for now, we've come to the end of another episode of the Erin Carrera Show. So until next week, come find me on onetolisten.com/Erin, and I love you. Bye-bye. Thank you.